Oh, there's a big shout for leg before, and it's given. Mohammed Siraj gets the decision. Bairstow was given out by Illingworth. It hit him on the knee roll.
Well, maybe it was on the knee roll, on reflection.
Oh, and that's been confirmed by Hawkeye. It's hitting the top of leg stump. More than enough for that to be upheld. Richard Illingworth's got it spot on. Johnny Bairstow, after making such an important contribution through the second half of the first session, an 89-run stand with Ollie Pope comes to an end. England losing their fifth wicket, well, their sixth wicket, make that, with the score on 151. Bairstow, leg before wicket to Mohammed Siraj, who set him up. Balls outside the off stump earlier in the over, allowing him to drive, then attacking the stump, sneaking past the inside edge.
And to Ollie Pope, who just works this leg side down towards fine leg. There's a bit of work to do for the fielder. He's not going to cut it off. That raced away to the boundary there. And that is a half century for Ollie Pope, the man who averages over 100 on this ground in first-class cricket. In his 19th innings here, with the three lines on his chest, raises his bat to his dressing room and around the ground, gets a standing ovation from all the supporters here.
Moeen Ali, who tickles his fine, down towards the boundary in front of the pavilion for four. And they're leg byes, they are leg byes, my big bugbear. Bad ball by Bumrah, should be punished, should go against Bumrah's analysis. Four runs have accrued. And Moeen Ali has played that perfectly for his team. He's allowed the ball to come off his thigh pad. His team get four runs. Bumrah does not get that on his analysis, and Moeen doesn't get it on his. That's a mid-wicket and a long leg. He's in to the left-handed Moeen.
Oh.
Gets a thick edge that flies between second slip and gully. Easy gully or fourth slip. He's around that kind of area, playing away from his body. It's a gully, authentic gully, and it's between those two fielders and Moeen with no foot movement. Tucker in to Moeen, who cuts, flashes for four. Through back the point. Too much width again from Shardul Tucker. And he's been punished by Moeen, who's been pretty much in his shell for most of his previous 33 deliveries, but there, he got a gift and he gratefully received it. The deficit now down to single figures. It's just eight.
Umesh Yadav with three wickets bowling here to Moeen, who drives through the offside. That's an exquisite cover drive out towards the Locklaker stand. And with that boundary, England move to 191 for six, which means they have reached parity. Moeen Ali to 18.
Umesh into Moeen once again, and this is defended down the pitch. In fact, more than defended, it's given a firm push, and it's going to get all the way down to the boundary over on the far side of the ground, just underneath the sight screen. Lovely timing there from Moeen Ali. Another boundary to him. He moves into the 20s. England 197 for six. Umesh into Moeen. It's short, it's pulled away powerfully.
Wow.
Out towards the mid-wicket boundary for four runs. Well, the man who was out there catching, I suppose, a few yards in from the boundary, more sort of square leg position, Jadeja could only watch as that one crashed into the boundary. Another boundary for Moeen Ali then. He moves on to 26 from 59. England 209 for six. But Siraj in over the wicket to Moeen Ali, who drives beautifully through the covers for four runs. Well, we said he was dealing in boundaries, and there is another one. Elegance personified there once more. Moeen moves into the 30s. England 219 for six.
Moeen goes for a Mo. It's gone high up in the air and he's going to lose his wicket. He has. Well, would you believe it? We're just talking about what a great place England have got themselves into. And then Moeen Ali goes for a huge swipe and only gets it as far as extra cover inside an imaginary ring. And the catch is taken comfortably by Rohit Sharma, I think, and England. Now the game is balanced again. 2-2-2 for seven.